This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Equal pay for women is higher in some professions. Pharmacists, 92% of men's wages. Medical scientists, 91%. Computer programmers, 90%. Scientists, 90%. And lawyers, 83%. It goes down from there. Building trades in Ohio seem to be willing to sell out other unions, in their words, for jobs, in deciding on endorsing the governor who attacked public sector unions and is targeted for defeat by the AFL-CIO. More than 50% of Indians have no access to toilets. 620 million defecate outside. 70% of rural dwellers have no toilets. 28 million children have no toilets in schools. GM recall is expected to cost the company $1.3 billion. The Bangladesh Fund to help factory fire victims through company contributions has only raised $15 million in 1 year of the $40 million pledged. Of 50 million people globally who die annually, one half get death certificates. A Massachusetts study found that death certificates claiming death by heart disease are wrong 24% of the time in the general population and even higher among elderly. It's just a default checkbox. The Pope personally apologized for priest abuse. France is debating an 11-hour break for certain workers from corporate communications. The U.S. is denying a diplomatic visa for Iran's proposed U.N. envoy for his role in the hostage situation during the Carter administration. Rio de Janeiro police engaged in a gun battle with squatters of abandoned commercial buildings ahead of the World Cup. Turkish court overruled pieces of a new law giving the president more control over the judiciary. The percentage of people living in affluent neighborhoods doubled from 7 to 15% from 1970 to 2009. The percentage living in poor areas also doubled from 8 to 18%, all increasing residential segregation. Taxes on wages increased globally. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and KBF FM 88.3 at www.kbf.org.